Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
What'd I do with my notes? I thought I put them in the bag. There they are. Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
Coming to you once again from Comedy Works in downtown Denver. It's Sunday, May 14th, 2023. Happy Mother's Day. Where are my mothers at? Okay, we got a solid 7 or 8 mothers in the house. Everyone else is childless and barren. And I appreciate that you have a place to go on this special day. It's Sunday, May 14th. I said that already. Where are my mothers at? Said that too. All right, it's time for the part of the show that is really just... it's loved by moms and non-moms alike. It's Doug Plugs.
Doug Plugs, Doug Plugs, Doug Plugs, Doug Plugs,
I'm doing stand-up this Tuesday night outside of Baltimore in Timonium, Maryland at a club called Magoobies. Magoobies Joke House, in case you were thinking it was a serious establishment. They threw that in there. Wednesday, May 17th, that's this Wednesday, Doug Loves Movies returns to the Improv in Washington, D.C., and we will be back at Dynasty Typewriter in Los Angeles on Saturday, June 4th at 4:20. For all my dates and deets and links, go to DougLovesMovies.com.
That's DougLovesMovies.com. Yeah! Come on! Wallet! Shh! Can I answer?
That was impressive. Not a mistake. No fuck-ups in this crowd. And also, let's have a round of applause. Our friend Rasta Jeff is in the audience over there. I can always count on Rasta Jeff to be here in case one of my guests doesn't show up. We have somebody that's ready to take the stage. But Jeff, I think we're in good shape today. Would you like to meet our guests today? Right on, right on. Please give that big D welcome to Rena Kalm, David Borey, and Nathan Lund. Such polite guests. Nobody's even saying anything yet.
Hello.
Oh, that's okay. You didn't. I wasn't trying to encourage you to say something. I was just impressed by the professionality. But let's meet everybody individually and alphabetically by first name. Yeah. That twist. He's the voice of Comedy Central and co-host of All Fantasy Everything podcast. It's David Bory, everybody. How's it going?
Just taking in that big D.
I know that isn't an official nickname for Denver, but I thought it sounded fun.
No, it fits. Fits just right.
Adequate D.
Yeah.
I'd say reliable D.
Reliable?
Trustworthy, not gonna fuck your best friend D.
Or Mile High D.
Mile High D.
Yeah, that's what I like to call it.
Till we die D.
Yeah. So David's mic seems a little on the extra hot side, so all of them do, actually. So just be aware of that. Maybe try to dial him down a little bit, and I'll introduce our next guest. Sorry about this alphabetical by first name thing, Rena.
Oh, I can handle it.
Yeah, you've been through it before.
You know what they say, ladies last.
I don't know who they is, but I'm not a fan. He was here last year on this show, on this very stage, this very day. I do not remember if he won or lost. Let's ask him. It's Nathan Lund, everybody.
How about them Nuggets, huh? All right, it's an Avalanche crowd. Hi, I lost last year, Doug, thanks.
Oh, okay.
But I had fun.
That's the important thing.
Yeah. Also, I didn't have that much fun, but I had... No, I had a really good time, and Adam Caton-Holland won, so, you know, fuck him.
Yeah. I invited him today, but he's busy being, you know, just wearing his crown somewhere. Just being proud of his win a year ago.
He's opening a Toyota dealership with some hot stand-up. Signing autographs. He's a big deal.
I don't think I've had the pleasure of doing a stand-up show at a car dealership yet, but...
Everybody's distracted. Like, how many miles are going? On this thing?
Well, thank you for being back here, Nathan, and also joining us after a very long drive to be here today, so I appreciate that. It's a returning champ on the show. It's Rena Kalm, everybody.
Hi.
Settle down. It's Rena Kalm.
Hello, stay calm.
Is what I like to say.
Yeah. Take it easy. It's Rena Kalm. Very chill. Hello. Hi, Big D. are you ready for...
But Nuggets is... To go back to something Nathan was saying, Nuggets... Nuggets is a reference to gold rush, the gold rush and nuggets of gold, correct?
Yeah.
Not anymore.
But isn't that amazing that they were called the Nuggets before shit went legal?
Yeah.
And now it's got double meaning. It's so fun. All right, back to you, Rena. Where did you drive here from today?
I slept in Wyoming last night, but I drove in from Boise.
I don't know why you're bragging like that.
Yeah, I know.
All of us slept here in Colorado. We can't be fancy enough. So what? So you slept in Wyoming and then just drove all
Well,
day?
I drove from Boise on Friday night, so I slept in Idaho, too.
Oh, I see.
No, Oregon, yeah. I don't know. I slept at a Bible-themed truck stop.
Boise
Does it
is?
Matter where? I'm here.
Yeah, you're
driving
around this country so much.
You hit it.
You don't even know where you are anymore.
I live in the moment.
Where places are normally.
Yeah. Wow. I don't really know what's going on half the time. I like to walk around Walmart and not know exactly what state I'm in, and that kind of centers me.
You can usually tell by the truck nuts.
The truck nuts?
What?
The truck nuts. Different states have different truck nuts they like better. That's the thing.
At Walmart, they sell truck nuts?
They don't sell them there, but that's where you go with your truck nuts.
Do they call them...
It's one of the top places. It's like...
Are they called truck nuggets
Walmart,
here?
Big O is tires, that... Sonic.
I don't have any truck nuts. And if I see somebody's truck nuts, I don't look.
We live different lives.
I go to Walmart parking lots and sell truck dicks. I want a big... I don't want to see nuts with no penis, you know? So I like.
Oh, it's an attachment to the truck nut.
Yeah, you put a dick next to the truck nuts.
I would put one on the front. Get one on the front, and that way you know if you're just a little too close, you know?
Yeah. A little hood ornament.
Bumper, that's the pre-bumper.
Yeah, hey, stop.
Sometimes it shoots a little pre-bump, and then...
It gets hard if you touch it.
Yeah. Got to be careful.
Yeah, this sounds like a great. This everyone's going to be safe with these truck dicks.
But yeah, I got to drive everywhere because I'm like a circus hobo, and that includes today. I brought my book of puns. If anybody wants one after the show, boop. Once upon a time, there's some dick stuff in here. Yep. No nuts.
So you'll be hanging out somewhere as they leave tonight.
Yeah, you'll see.
They can purchase those.
Yeah. Plugging.
Yeah. We'll see if Rena gets in any good puns during the show today.
No pressure.
And then that'll inspire people to buy the book, okay. Book full of puns.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you'll get one in at some point.
It's a disease. Like, it's going to happen.
Yeah. You have a problem.
Yeah.
You got a pun problem.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So before we play our games today... every episode of the show lately, I've been asking my guests to recommend a movie just to, you know, put some ideas out there for things that people should see. And I always give it a specific theme of late. And so since today's Mother's Day, everyone's going to be listening to this the day after Mother's Day, so I hope you're not too hungover. But I hope you're feeling okay today after that Mother's Day blowout.
So much breast milk.
So many breast milk white Russians.
Yeah. Do some breast stands, you know? Okay.
Oh, that was a tasty beverage. No. So they'll be listening to this tomorrow, but nonetheless, year-round we like to watch movies. Families like to watch movies together. You like to watch movies with your mom. So what I'd like each of you to recommend, for whatever your own personal reasons, a movie that you could watch, you know, it's good to watch with mom. A good mother movie, for whatever your twisted reason might be. Let's start with David. What's, you got an example of a movie people can watch with their mom?
My mom really likes Coming to America.
That was a weird pause after the first word.
It's her day.
Like the flag or the idea of freedom or what?
I think she just thinks Eddie Murphy is hilarious.
Oh, that, yeah, the movie.
Either that or just the round table scene from The Nutty Professor. She doesn't care for the rest of it.
Just the Hercules scene?
Just the fart stuff.
Yeah.
What do you mean by nutty, Professor?
No, this isn't a coming
okay,
thing.
All right,
anymore.
Okay, all right. Just...
All right, so the original Coming to America, because there was Coming to
no,
America. Does she like that one?
I don't think she... I'm not sure if she has Prime.
Yeah, I think that's what it was on.
I think it was straight
and
to
might
Prime.
Still be. They paid a lot of money for it. I liked it. I like Coming to America. Leslie Jones is very funny in it, and I liked it. So maybe hook your mom up with some Prime.
Get her the 30-day free trial.
But Coming to America, that's also funny that, like, I think we all think of it as something you can watch with mom, but it has got a shit ton of fuck bombs.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, it's R-rated dialogue.
It's a hard R.
It's basically a movie that if they took out that dialogue, it would be a pretty, like you say, a family movie.
Well, there's breasts.
Right. I mean, I count on that when there's women in the movie.
Like open nipple.
Okay, so that's a good one, though. I like Coming to America. Nathan, what would you think is good to watch with mom?
I don't talk to my mom, so we don't watch shit.
Oh, so maybe something, maybe you could recommend something your mom would hate.
Yeah. You know, I just watched Valley Girl for the first time in a long time. That's pretty good. And the mom is fine. She's in it for a couple scenes.
Oh, so the original mom, with Nick Cage?
Yeah, Valley Girl. Yeah. There's a mom in there, so moms could be like, hey, it's like me, but in the movie. Living in a house, you know, doing some laundry. Wondering where the hell is my Valley Girl kid, you know? But no, it was fun. It was a good movie. I think moms, dads, people who have lost a kid to addiction could enjoy Valley Girl. It's fun. It was a good time. The soundtrack's great. Only slightly problematic, you know? By 80s movie standards, it's pretty good.
No one ODs in that movie, though, right?
Nobody ODs.
Okay, so that's what you're saying, is that it won't be triggering to watch it.
You could, yeah, you could be a mom or a dad. Currently, you could be a former mom or dad, and you could still have a good time.
What a strange recurring theme.
I'm just saying, a lot of people die, and they have moms and dads, and those parents deserve to have a nice night watching a movie.
Yeah.
So Valley Girl is pretty good, pretty safe. I don't know. I was going to say Valley Girl, and then you were like, a movie you'd watch with your mom. And I just went with Valley Girl anyway, and it was...
Oh, that was just going to be your recommendation in general.
Yeah, before the theme, yeah.
And then the theme came in. You can watch Valley Girl with your mom.
I stayed the course.
I haven't seen it in a while. There's not, like, some dirtier scenes in it?
It's There's chaste. Four boobs, I think.
Oh, okay.
Four bare breasts.
On how many women?
Two okay. Women, four breasts.
Classic.
Yeah, not a Total Recall
this
situation.
This is a Total Recall, yeah.
No, it's not, yeah, no. There's no funny math. It's straight ahead. Two and two.
I wanted it to be 4-1 boobs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Spice it up, you know? Switch sides. I appreciate your vulnerability. A lot of people have complicated relationships with their family, but I feel like you could have also just like said it without saying it and been like 8 Mile or...
Big D. Another Big D.
Yeah. He has a spaghetti restaurant, M&M, and I went there in Detroit because I'm like, I want to try mom's spaghetti. And it
Not
was,
the guy I would traditionally want to buy spaghetti from.
Yeah, don't. It's really bad. And I'm like eating it. It was so bad, and it like thudded on the table, and I was like, oh, of course it's bad. He hates his mom. Like...
It really is just his mom's spaghetti. Any idiot that orders it, they call up his mom. You gotta make some spaghetti. People are into it because it's in the lyrics.
And you're like, oh, I hate her too. This sucks.
All right, Raina, a lot of pressure after Coming to America and Valley Girl. Classic movies to watch with mom.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Well, I just watched The Mother on the way down. I would listen to it as I was driving.
The Mother, the new J-Lo thing?
Yeah, as it was like number one. And I'm like, it seems like a good thing to do before this. But I wouldn't watch that with my mom. I feel like she would be like, oh, well, I really let myself go. Because it's still J-Lo and she's still looks. Anyway, it's like an intense action movie. It was good. If the question is to watch with my mom... I've recommended this movie before, but in this context, I would say, again, Everything Everywhere All at Once. Yeah. Because I also have a complicated relationship with my mom, and I want to be like, but look, see? We eat a lot of bagels around here, and...
We have hot dog bagels.
Yeah, and just, come on, yeah, watch it.
I love that. I want to see how long you can keep that going, like, if every time you're on the show... You can make Everything Everywhere All at Once fit into whatever theme I'm asking about.
Challenge accepted.
It feels like it would fit into to most because yeah. That movie does have everything.
All at once.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
It really does. All right. Well, congratulations. You all named a motion picture. This wasn't a competition, though, at least not this part of it. So we'll be back in a moment with some games. We'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We're back! Woo! We did some name tag selection during the break, and David's going to be playing for Bailey, who changed the poster for the motion picture Belly into Bailey. Very clever. These next two, not so much. The... Oh, Daniel, where art thou? Is who Nathan is playing for. And Rena is playing for Eric once. He replaced every word and everywhere, everything everywhere all at once with Eric. Really trips off the tongue. I'm excited to be a part of it. And now, I like to show off what's in the prize bag after the name tags have been selected so that everyone who's disappointed their name tag didn't get selected could just see what a bag of crap this is and not be disappointed. Actually, I kind of like some of this stuff in here. This is, I'm starting off with probably the best item in here. It's a lunchbox that was sent to me by a motion picture called Smoking Causes Coughing. Wow. So he's very excited for that over there. And it was a movie that hashtag smoking causes coughing that was put out by Magnet Releasing. And so they sent out this fun lunchbox full of kids kids would enjoy. Like here's that that stuff you stick your fingers in it and it makes a fart noise.
Oh.
Yeah, it's for anybody, you know, if you know a child that doesn't have a mouth.
It looks really liquidy.
If you know anybody that can't go, then that thing's pretty good.
Some lipless freak.
Yeah. We got some Lucky Lights candy cigarettes in here. I miss those. I used to love a good candy cigarette. Would light it on fire for laughs, you know. And then this weird fish. That like, you know, if you turn it on, if you turn on the on-off switch, anytime you touch it or something brushes up against it, it starts flapping around. So that was fun to have like at home for a while. I enjoyed it for a little bit. So they sent me all that stuff in one box, but there's more. I was recently at Comedy Connection in Rhode Island, a wonderful club, and they gave me a wonderful, you know, carry around your own water bottle. But I'm not a carry around my own water bottle type. So I'm paying it forward. Oh, I got a fortune cookie at lunch, so I put that in there. And then I don't know where I got this, but it's two doses of milk thistle turmeric vitamin B. Yeah, I don't know what that does. Oh, I guess it's good for your liver. So whoever wins this, I hope you have a fucked up liver.
Not for long.
And you can set it straight with two doses of turmeric. All that's going home with somebody, whether they want it or not. We will force the winner to take all of this stuff. You ready to play some games? All right, this first game is a little something that I call, actually somebody suggested it on the Doug Loves Movies Twitter account, The Cast and the Furious. The 10th Fast and Furious movie is coming out any day now. I'll name an actor or actress, and then you have to tell me which Fast and Furious movie their character was introduced in.
Oh, fuck.
Let me recap what titles you'll be dealing with. The Fast and the Furious, Too Fast, Too Furious, Fast and Furious, Tokyo Drift, Fast and Furious with no thes. That's what they did for part four. I don't know why they didn't hire Eric to make their, you know what I mean? It could have been Fast and Furious. Eric and Furious. Then my favorite in the series, Fast Five, was followed by Fast and Furious 6, then Furious 7, then F8 of the Furious, and then F9, the Fast Saga, and then finally now, this one that's coming out soon, Fast X. If you forget the specific names, that's okay. You just have to know numerically where they fell. All right, so we'll start with David, and then we'll go to Nathan, and then we'll go to Rena. And if all three of them miss, it goes back to David until somebody gets the correct answer.
So this isn't going to be Fast or Furious.
It's gonna be it will be. It will probably be Furious. Yeah, this is more like The Quick and the Curious. Do you know these films well, any of you?
Ish.
No.
Yeah, right? That's what I was counting on.
Real life Cars.
Yeah.
Cars.
Well, not the Cars Transformers.
All right, David gets to go first. Please, no help from the audience, but you know that. You already know that. David, when did Chris Bridges join the franchise?
Too Fast, Too Furious.
To the second one? That early on, you think he joined the franchise? Is your final answer?
That's my final answer.
That is correct! All right, Nathan's first on this next one. Tyrese Gibson.
Shit. The fourth one.
You think Tyrese Gibson came into the series in the fourth film?
Yep.
Final answer?
Yep.
Incorrect.
Fuck.
See, I knew you'd be mad.
He's furious.
I'm not furious yet.
Back to Rena.
I'm going to try six.
Over to Rena. Nice try. David?
Also Too Fast, Too Furious.
That is correct.
No! Yeah. Oh, what the hell?
My favorite thing about Tyrese Gibson in the Fast and Furious movies is that they're continually explaining that his role on the team, because he's not a great driver and he's not a mechanic.
No.
His role on the team is what a fast talker he is, how smooth he is. And every movie, he's constantly getting turned down by women. Everything he suggests to anybody is met with absolute resistance. I do not know why he's on the team, but always happy to have him there. Ever since the second movie, Too Fast, Too Furious. All right, David's running away with this one, but as we all know, the first couple of games don't really matter.
Oh, thank God.
Huge confidence boost.
All right, Nathan, let's see if you can get this one. When did Gal Gadot, some call her Godot, I call her Gadot.
I will say the eighth one.
The one? Okay. Not going to try to talk you out of it. That is incorrect.
All right.
Rita?
I'm going to say the ninth one.
Did my reaction to Nathan's answer... that gave you the indication to go even higher?
Yeah.
No. Incorrect.
Yeah.
David?
I think it's Fast Five.
You do?
I do.
That's an interesting guess by an interesting guesser. But not correct.
Damn.
Back to you, Nathan.
What did I say the first
time? To the back.
The eighth one? Last time I said eight.
We got eight,
nine,
five.
Five. I'm going to go six.
No. Don't
what the hell? Who said
somebody
yes?
Somebody in the audience is very confident in your answer, but no, that's not right either. Rita?
Seven?
No. David?
Four?
Four is correct!
I was gonna say that.
Shit. He doesn't even have a car and he's getting all of these?
No, I haven't driven in like 20 years.
He doesn't even know where you sit in when you want to drive. It's a coin flip.
Yeah, I call it the fast scooter. This is crazy.
That's why his truck nuts are so awkward. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like enough.
Well, they're next to my nut nuts.
All right, here we go. Let's try to catch up, Nathan.
Okay.
You can do this. When did The Rock show up? Dwayne Johnson.
Fuck.
Rasta Jeff's out there, I know. He knows it.
I'm pissing off Rasta Jeff, I'm sorry. I'll say seven.
No. Rena?
I want to say this, the third one?
No. Tokyo Drift? Come on. What's wrong with you?
I think it was also the fourth one.
Incorrect. Yeah, I really had to look. You said it with such confidence.
Nathan? The fifth one?
Yes.
Yay! All right.
Good old Fast Five. All right.
The good one.
It's my favorite. It's my favorite in the series. But Rena gets to go first on this next one.
I've never been more ready.
I mean, you know, there's nine guesses. You know, you choose between nine titles, you might get it right. Jason Statham. Which film debuted his character Hobbs or Shaw?
The Fate one, eight.
No. Nathan?
It's me?
Oh, sorry, David, sorry. David.
Is it Fast Five?
Is it? No. Nathan?
The fourth one.
No.
Fuck.
Rena.
The ninth one.
No. David.
Seven?
No.
You gotta nail this.
Nathan.
The third one. Damn it.
No! Rena.
Which ones didn't we guess yet?
I don't know. Someone might have even said the right one at this point. That's how confused I am.
Maybe it's the 10th one.
Did anybody say 6?
I thought I said 6.
Did you?
I think we all
I don't think you did.
No.
The lady in the audience says 6. I hope she doesn't have anything else she wants to yell at all during the show. Because I really don't like that. Yeah, it was Fast and Furious 6. He was in the end title scene, introduced his character.
Oh, so it was 7 was like his
so
first.
So 7 was when he showed up again after appearing at the end of part 6.
You had to get
and
fucking...
that's 7's not still not the one I guess.
You had to get cute with this one.
I had to get cute in case any of you actually knew the Fast and Furious movies.
Yeah. Turns
out I didn't have to be cute at all. No. I can just say, name a Fast and Furious movie and watch you struggle. struggle. All right. This is the last one, I promise. Whose turn was it? Rena got that point by default.
Cool. David.
David. Charlize Theron.
It's like the most recent one, right? Or the one before.
Nine.
Eight.
F9.
F9.
F8.
Fate. I think it's Fate of the Furious.
Fate of the Furious is your answer?
Yeah.
You did it again. That is correct.
Hey, wow. Thank God. Thank God. Get us out of here.
I'm gonna get a car.
You're a car guy now.
Yeah, I'm a car guy.
They just keep adding people to these movies. Like Jason Momoa is in this, the one that's about to come out.
Really?
In addition to a lot of those other people.
Which one was Philip Seymour Hoffman in?
He was in...
That was Tokyo Drift. It was him and Bow Wow.
I was hoping for... Well, Chingy was in Tokyo Drift, right? I was hoping you would say... Is he in it? No?
I don't think so.
All right. I thought Chingy was in one.
There are good news, everybody. After Fast 10 coming out this summer, they are going to move forward with the 11th part in the series.
Can't wait.
All Chingy.
We'll be there. Yeah.
There's still so much story to tell.
Yeah. So much more family.
Yeah. But I just assumed in the 10th one that would be like the way they'd end it is just killing off Vin Diesel's character, Dominic Toretto. I can't say one way or the other whether that happens. But the fact that Vin Diesel announced that they're making an 11th one, I don't feel like he'd bring it up if he was uninvolved.
I feel like if they've got so much story, they should start it as like a weekly series, like a TV show called This Is Fury Us.
Yeah. All right.
All of them are in that.
Yeah, that's also where things are headed is, actual movie becoming a streaming series. Because the whole cast is back from that. Remember that movie, The Full Monty?
Yeah.
There's now a TV series from the same creators and the same cast, but it's a weekly series about what those guys are up
stripping.
To now. They just keep whipping out those D's.
Yeah. Just keep spinning them around.
Weren't they like already kind of too old for that?
Yes.
No, they were old. It was niche for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
No, it was interesting. It's probably going to be more about their struggles, working class. Period piece, obviously, because right, they don't jump forward to now.
Oh, they're not, it's not current
well,
day.
When did that movie come out? It was
like
current. The first one was current day,
right?
In the 90s.
Yeah,
so they can't really say, and this is 2 weeks later.
I want to see those guys post COVID.
Yeah, it's like now, one of them super racist. Like it's just like
they're just stripping,
awkward...
and they're like truther, like anti-vaxxers.
One of them's in a militia.
I should pull through the pandemic. Because they were British.
Yeah, I think that, yeah. That's right.
Just hang in there, Nathan. You're doing great. That's my favorite. When one team's got 0 points and they're going to commercial and Family Feud, Steve is always like, both teams are playing great. No, they're not, Steve. One team sucks. Okay, so you get to go first, David, in our next game, and we'll switch the order around. So it'll go David, then Rena, then Nathan, and it's a little game that I call ABCD's Nuts! I don't know if any of you ever played this before, but it's a spelling game in which I give you a letter. Well, you don't have to spell anything, you just have to know what... first letter of things. Because I'll give you a letter starting with David, and you name any movie that begins with that letter. And if you succeed at that, which is shocking, sometimes people aren't good at that even. If you succeed at naming a movie that begins with that letter, you're still in the game. But if you match the movie that I wrote down ahead of time, then you automatically win the whole thing. It's hard to match, but... You can do it if you catch on to what the theme is. as we play.
Is the theme Fast and the Furious?
Yeah.
God damn it.
I knew I peaked early. It's just fucking high school.
This game is both easier and harder than it sounds.
No, like, I think
at
it sounds
the same
hard.
Time. And since I'm going to Washington, D.C. on Wednesday, I thought today we'd spell Washington. So you'll get the letter W, David. Okay. Then Rena be the letter A, then et cetera, through the word Washington. And there will be a theme, but David's going first. So no idea what the theme is at this point. You'll just have to name any movie that begins with the letter W.
Waterworld.
Yeah.
You said it like you were scared that you were wrong.
Like, well, Doug, I'm pretty sure this begins with a W. I'm going to throw it out there and see what happens. Waterworld? But yes, Waterworld indeed does start with a W, and is I find it to be not only an underrated movie, but the Waterworld show at Universal Studios in Florida is one of the best stunt shows out there. And four or five people agree with me.
Yeah.
Most people here haven't been to the stunt show at Universal. They just stick with the stunt show at Elitch Gardens.
Nerds.
I love a local reference. There's a full moon in here.
Oh, a funnel cake.
So for the letter W, I wrote down the classic motion picture, What About Bob?
Oh,
nice. Yes. Yes. All right, so we go to Rena. Your letter's A.
I'm going to go with All Dogs Go to Heaven.
Oh, that's a great one.
Yeah.
That reminds me, I forgot to say, I came up with the perfect title for the next, the 11th Fast and Furious movie. Furious 11, All Doms Go to Heaven.
I thought it was going to be something dark because it's about a dog gets hit by one of the cars. And it goes
just like
it's just called All Dogs Go to Heaven.
Just like numbers-wise, they had to kill a dog by now, right?
All
Somebody
dogs
ran
go to
over
11.
John Wick's new dog.
It's like a This Is Spinal Tap
Sets
mashup.
Off the whole universe.
It's like All Dogs Go to 11.
The movie that I wrote down for the letter A is a motion picture called, I had to look at it again, Antoine Fisher. Depending on how fancy
not
you get with
that. Not seeing
a
through line.
I think.
Yeah, what about Bob and Antoine Fisher have in common? All right, so the next letter is S over to Nathan.
I'm going to say, well, I'm trying to think of one for the theme.
Right. Yeah. The theme makes it harder in a way.
Yeah. I'll just say Showgirls.
You scared me. That almost didn't sound like an S. I was like, what? C-H? What? Showgirls. I picked a motion picture called Stranger Than Fiction. All right, back to David for the letter H.
No, I don't, how high?
Keep getting double points like we're playing Scattergories.
I didn't say ask yourself a question. How high? As high as you want, buddy. That is a good answer. I went with a motion picture called Health.
health.
Yeah. Hmm. H. Yeah. What?
Next letter's I, Rena.
I'm going to do idiocracy.
You can't lose saying idiocracy
right.
in any setting.
Right.
Except for right here in this moment. That's not what I wrote down. I wrote down a movie called It's Kind of a Funny Story. Hmm. N is the next letter for N for Nathan.
I do not know the theme at all, just like last year.
We played this last year?
Yes, and I was lost the whole time. And I'll say Notting Hill.
Oh, okay.
The reaction. Hmm, interesting choice.
Yeah.
Literally hundreds of movies. He went with Notting Hill.
They had to make a noise because we can't see them nodding. And it's funny, the one that I wrote down is like, it's just around the corner from Notting Hill because I wrote down Nightmare Alley.
Damn.
Yeah. G is the next letter.
Gattaca?
Nice.
I love how defeated you sound when you're accomplishing what you need to.
Inside, I'm panicking.
Gattaca does begin with a G.
Yeah.
You like that movie?
Yeah, I liked it. Okay, we watched it in science class.
What? Right after Back to the Future?
Yeah. It was a big week for public school.
What's the premise of Gattaca? Like, it's the future and you only have so much time or something?
It's
or?
Like no. Gene coding, like guanine, adenine, thymine, cytosine.
Oh.
Yeah, dude.
So it worked somewhat.
Yeah, you did learn.
Yeah.
That teacher was getting divorced, right? Like, why? Fuck it, we're watching Gattaca.
Yeah,
shut up.
Yeah.
Everybody shut up. We're watching Jurassic Park and Gattaca for the rest of the month.
You just take what you need out of that.
Yeah, there's that important science lesson in Jurassic Park that dinosaurs are birds. You sit through that whole goddamn movie and then at the end there's a shot of some birds flying along and you
birds.
Go, oh, right.
They were here the whole time.
For G, instead of Gattaca, I chose Gross Point Blank. Mm. A movie that gets people that have seen it very excited when it comes up. It's really good. I like that movie a lot. All right, T is the next letter.
I still have no idea what the theme is. Either I thought I knew and nope, I know less. I'm going to say Things to Do in Denver When You're Dead.
Yeah. That's a terrific answer. I even used a hashtag promoting the show. I hashtagged a tweet with things to do in Denver when you're Doug.
I honestly wanted to say that, but I didn't want to lose points if you thought I really thought that
yeah,
it was called that.
Incorrect answer. Yeah. You have to say this.
I took advantage of the T in this particular situation and went with a movie that begins with the, and it's called The Matrix Resurrections. Oh.
I guess I'll go with Daniel and say, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
That's a tremendous coincidence.
Daniel.
Would be amazing if that's what I had written down. But I went with a movie called Ordinary People.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So whose turn is it? Rena's your turn?
It's me.
Oh, it's back to David. Okay. So David, whether you like it or not, you get the last guess. And, you know, there's no losers here. It's no big deal if you don't match. But let me just recap all the titles so far to give you another chance to think about the theme. What About Bob, Anton Fisher, Stranger Than Fiction, Health, It's Kind of a Funny Story, Nightmare Alley, Gross Point Blank,
The Matrix Resurrections and Ordinary People.
Nebraska.
That is a movie. You know, a lot of states don't get to be a movie.
That's what I'm saying.
Right? There's Australia. I couldn't think of another N movie. I could think of another N title that, you know, fit the theme, so I just wrote Nightmare Alley again. So if you'd have just shrugged and said Nightmare Alley, you would have won the whole game. And the theme, all of those movies feature therapy or therapists.
I was going to guess mentor.
You do?
Yeah.
You
yeah.
Well, I guess mental
health. Mental, yeah. All these mental movies are mental. For sure. So since nobody won that one, we just roll over from the last game, and David will get to go first in our final and deciding game today, which we will play after these messages. We'll be right back.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
We're back! Oh, such an exciting time. David won that last game, so he gets to start us off. On this next game, another one that I'm sure he's going to make faces while I describe it. Like what the shit is this? And it's something that I call Super Last Person Standing. This game is really... Oh, look at that. Nice beverage we just got. Thank you, Comedy Works. That is a nice pint size, and you got a table right behind you there if you need it. Yeah, there you go. Everything all right, so David's going to get drunk for this one.
Pound it.
You stay out of this.
Pound it.
Just put that straw in. Chug, chug, chug. All right, so the way this game works is normally I would name an actor or actress, and then everybody on stage, including myself, would take turns naming movies that person was in, and when you can't think of one, you're out. And you can go to your lifeline, the person whose name tag you chose, Daniel or Bailey or...
Eric times
Eric,
three.
Eric.
Yeah.
Everything Eric Bagel. Then you can go to that person one time for an assist, and hopefully they'll have a good answer for you ready to go. But here's the latest twist on this game. Is that the three people whose name tags you chose are also going to decide which actors we use today. So I'd like to give them a second to think of an actor or actress. You want to help the person that's playing on your behalf, and you want to hurt the other players. So I don't know. I can't tell you what other kind of strategy to put into it. But let's start with David's. Bailey, who would you like us to include in the game today?
Joe Pesci.
Joe fucking
okay.
Pesci.
Thank you.
Who I just saw, he's in that new show Bupkis with Pete Davidson.
Oh, no.
And it is, I'm so glad he's acting again because he's a goddamn delight. And he was semi-retired except for The Irishman where they did that weird... Put that weird baby face on him. Yeah. hope that never happens again. I mean, the de-aging thing, there's occasional ones where I go, okay, I was fine for like one scene.
Right.
But when they try to have like whole long sections of a movie where somebody that you know is 70 is playing a 30-year-old.
That old guy violence is bad.
Oh, so bad. Okay, so we got Pesci. That's a nice start, but we need more. Let's go to Nathan's name tag.
Daniel.
What do you think, Daniel?
Steve Martin.
Steve Martin. Well, that's just a softball to everybody. He's a real good one. He's got a lot of credits. And also, be sure not to start saying titles of movies these people were in out loud, because we want to keep it fair. Rena, who's your guy again?
Eric.
I can't believe I forgot. Can't believe I forgot about Eric. What do you got, Eric?
Seth Rogen.
Very interesting. All right, so we got three dudes.
Three Oscar winners?
Who are all... we got one Oscar winner who... I'm pretty sure Joe Pesci's acceptance speech was, thanks.
My man.
Either that or thank you. He might have said two whole words. But he just said that and walked off, and that was the most amazing acceptance speech of all time. All right, so Joe Pesci, Steve Martin, Seth Rogen. Like I said earlier, I'm going to play along. We'll start again with David, because you won that first game. And then we'll go to Rena, then me, then Nathan. And, good luck to everybody. There's a lot of movies to choose from. What do you got, David? Where do you want to start?
Lethal Weapon 2.
Who's in that?
Joe Pesci.
Rena?
So I'm doing...
Any of them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you can... That's the thing, is can...
Any of the three actors.
You name any Pesci, any Steve Martin...
Oh, Jesus. What
or any Seth Rogen, and you remain in the game.
Okay, well, my cousin Vinny is...
What about him?
Sounds like a cool guy.
My kind of guy.
All right, well, so I like to be a bit of a spoiler and, make it harder, so I'll go ahead and take Lethal Weapon 3.
I'll go with Superbad.
Nice.
Joe Pesci? No. No.
Joe Pesci as McLovin.
Joe Pesci as the 18-year-old.
That's what Scorsese should do, is remake Superbad. And,
De Niro and Pesci?
De Niro and Pesci, and Jonah Hill could just keep his part. Because he's been in a Scorsese movie, so they like working together. All right, Superbad, that's a good one. David?
Casino.
Okay.
Oh, that's a good one. The Jerk.
Going back to the early days of Steve Martin.
Wild and crazy guy.
All right, I'm just going to go ahead and say it since no one else did. Lethal Weapon 4.
Get him out of there.
Yeah.
I'll say Pineapple Express.
Nice. There's a weed store in L.A. now called Pineapple Express. And I was like, did you have to buy the rights to this name? And they were like, what? I'm like, yeah, movie studios are cool. They probably won't have a problem with it. But it's still there. It's been there for a minute, so I guess it's fine. David?
The Lonely Guy.
Okay.
I'm going to say Goodfellas, because look at this. Here are some Goodfellas up here.
You're surrounded by a bunch of so-so fellas. Wow, none of you said something that I can just jump in with the sequel to, so I'll go with a Joe Pesci, Danny Glover classic, Gone Fishing.
Damn it. I was holding on. That was in my back pocket.
That was a back pocket?
I saw that in the theater. I will say Roxanne.
Oh, that's a good one.
Very good.
Father of the Bride.
Now we're talking.
I'm gonna give you something to guess about, because I'm going to say Home Alone 2, Lost in New York. And
you could. That's an interesting approach. Go right to the sequel like that.
Yeah.
But what did David say, though?
Father of the Bride?
Right? Yeah, yeah. That's what I want. Father of the Bride 2.
Yeah. Lost in New York.
Part 2.
I'll say Parenthood.
Nice.
Home Alone.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know why that was still there, Nathan.
Who cares?
Knocked Up.
Yes. Oh. Yes. Zach and Mary Make a Porno.
Shit. We haven't said The Jerk, right?
No, we did.
We did.
We did.
Rena said that
we went
one.
Early.
Fine. Early. All right. First round, All Fantasy Everything. Who cares? I'll say a different movie then. Oh, shit. What's the one? My Blue Heaven.
Yes.
Yes. Ever heard of it?
This is the end.
Not quite, but that's it. That is the correct answer.
Bowfinger.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a good one,
yeah.
Right?
Whenever I see somebody running across a freeway, I think of that movie.
All right, so I got to clean up this mess here that you all started and say Father of the Bride Part 3.
I will say, wait, is it my turn? Yes. Yeah. I'll say The Interview.
Oh, yes.
The Seth. Dilemma.
Who is in that?
Seth Rogen.
What does he play?
He's like a writer, like a cool guy writer.
Yeah.
Charlize Theron's like a.
Oh, yeah. DA. No, that's a different movie. You yeah. said The Dilemma.
Oh, that's with Kevin James and what's his name?
Yeah. Oh. Hence my confusion. Yeah, Vince Vaughn. Vince Vaughn is in that. Yeah.
Oh, Longshot. Well,
you
shot.
Meant Longshot. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the thing about this game. If you say a movie that's absolutely completely wrong, I'll probably ask you what's up with that, and then you have a chance to figure out what went wrong. Rena?
Like, was...
Don't...
Okay.
Don't form it as a question. Just be positive. Or, you know, go ahead and use your lifeline.
Oh, wow.
It's never too early to use a lifeline.
Right,
gives
right.
you ideas, you know?
Man, Eric.
Eric, she's calling on you, man.
Help. Roxanne. We got that
we already.
We already
said Roxanne, and also, isn't Eric over there?
No, he's over
there. He's there? Okay.
Yeah.
Daniel's there.
Like,
over there.
It was like some other guys
he's
just
everywhere.
Yelling shit out. Eric
everything,
is everywhere.
Everywhere.
It's true.
Every Eric all at once.
All right, Eric, you got to help out Rena with one we haven't said before. Little
oh,
Shop of Horrors, Steve
one.
Martin.
I wish I thought of that.
Yeah, that's a real good one. I was thinking of when David said The Dilemma, that reminded me of the movie The Man with Two Brains.
Oh, nice.
Nathan?
Yeah, I have gone fishing because I can't. Daniel, what do you got?
Oh, shit, he's going to Daniel.
That's a movie?
Yeah.
Wow.
You've heard of that?
Yeah, I watched it.
Yeah, American Pickle is a Seth Rogen movie with time travel in it. So I can't believe you didn't see it in school. But that one was on like Apple TV or like it was straight to streamers. But yeah, it's a Seth Rogen movie.
Was he, are you the one that said Seth Rogen? Or,
no.
No, you no, said Steve was, Martin. Oh, yeah. All right.
Yeah, yeah. But also just the way that he said an American pickle. I've never heard such a silly title said in such a serious way. An American pickle. What do you want to watch tonight, honey? An American pickle. I heard it's fun.
But yeah, he goes back in time and invents the pickle or something.
Great. Thanks, Daniel. Can't wait to watch it.
They've made 10 of them.
10, yeah.
Yeah, the most recent one's called American History X. American Pickle X. It's David's turn.
40-year-old virgin.
Mm-hmm.
Shit.
Yep. Rena.
Okay, I know they switched up the kid. Was Joe Pesci in Home Alone 3?
Wait a second. Don't ask them that.
That's my answer.
That's not your answer. You gotta do better. Home Alone 3 wasn't even Macaulay Culkin, it was some other
right,
kid.
Right, I know they switched up the kid.
So I think he probably, they probably got new Wet Bandits and also thought of a better name than Wet Bandits. Right? Doesn't it sound like they're just jerking off on things?
For sure.
Didn't they also try Sticky Bandits?
Yeah.
I think they argue about what their name should be in their banter. Daniel Stern and Pesci. But
I ran out of lifelines.
Is this the end of the road for Rena?
I mean, something has to be. I've been driving a lot today.
You can relate.
Yeah. Right?
It's exhausting. So that's your final?
Think about
Steve Martin for a second.
I've been, yeah.
He's been in a lot of movies. Somebody's trying to yell one out at you. But,
Shut up. Also, thanks. But shut up, but thank you.
I think, what they said, they said planes.
Yeah. What else?
Trains and automobiles.
Yay!
Back to just being Matt. I didn't want to take it either. I thought about just...
You're finally furious. Funny if that lady thought that he was in Planes, that animated... that movie that was like Cars, but it had Dane Cook was the main plane. He was
United
the top
flight 93
top plane.
Was that Planes? Why did Dane Cook do that movie? It's like, say no, you're from Boston. That's fucked up.
It's my turn, right?
Plane Cook.
Hurry, put that in Rena's book.
I don't sell it to minors.
Whoa.
What title did you say with heaven in it?
My Blue Heaven.
My Blue Heaven, because Steve Martin's also in, I'm going to say, Pennies from Heaven.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Your turn, Nathan.
Shit.
Now, listen up, Rena, to what, you know, maybe one of these will have a sequel. They add a two to everything these days.
I might be fucked.
Holy shit.
Seth Rogen was in everything, goddammit.
Yeah, I just thought of another one.
I think I might be done.
Oh, shit.
I can't think of anything.
Nice try.
I already did a lifeline, and Daniel helped me with
double
American,
lifeline.
American Pickle. Was there a sequel to that, Daniel? I'll bet there was.
Not so far. I'm sure there will be because it was really a popular movie.
Oh, wait. Shit. I don't know if he's in it, but I'm going to say...
Oh, this is fun.
This is 40.
Which one do you think might be in it?
Joe Pesci. Wait. No, I got one. I got one. I can change it, right? Instead
I
of
guess
asking.
So.
Fucking Funny People.
Oh, yes. Nice. Yes, Funny People. David.
Bringing Down the House.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like sure this is wrong. 27 Dresses?
No.
Who?
None of them are in that, but...
It was like around Knocked Up when that came out, and they were, I don't know. That's what I thought of it. That was like a sequel in my head, but not...
Katherine Heigl was kind of famously not into the all the dudes that she worked with on Knocked
Up. For sure.
So I don't think she'd be like, hey guys, do you want to be in 27 dresses?
Right. Right.
But I think they're all cool now. I think it's fine now.
Yeah.
But thanks for playing Rena Kalm, everybody. It's tough, but sometimes the different titles like make me think of different things. Because you said Bringing Down the House, and Steve Martin was also in a movie called House Sitter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Back to you, Nathan. Comes around fast, doesn't it?
Oh, good. Yes. shit. I guess I'll say This Is 40 and hope Seth Rogen was in it.
Seth Rogen is in This Is 40?
Yeah.
Okay. If you say so.
All right.
What part was he in that movie?
I don't care. I'll never know.
David?
The Green Hornet.
Yes.
Shit.
Cheaper by the Dozen.
Oh.
Cheaper by the Dozen, too.
Take This Waltz.
Seth Rogen, yeah. Shop Girl.
Shit.
Are you trying to help him, David?
No, he's said something funny. He told me to say RoboCop. Steve Martin was not in RoboCop. That was your fan fiction. God damn it.
You did great.
Was all right. I'm going to say maybe Seth Rogen was in Your Highness.
No.
Fuck. Fuck this. God damn it, Doug.
Nathan Lund, everybody. How much longer can you go at this, David?
The guy who doesn't like movies.
No movies, no cars.
Still shining.
I think I could go. I would need...
Let's do it.
Okay. I was real confident, and then you said, let's do it. Didn't think you were going to call my bluff. Can I get a lifeline?
Oh, shit, yeah.
Didn't even need his lifeline.
Pink Panther.
Oh,
Jesus Christ. Nice.
What the hell?
Nice. The Pink Panther 2.
They made a second one with Steve Martin?
Yep.
Fuck.
They were like, this first one was dumb.
Oh, let's Sausage Party.
Yeah. Novocaine.
Horton Hears a Who.
That's some obscure Steve Martin. What?
Horton Hears a Who.
Oh. That's how you want to play this?
Is it Horton here a two? Is that
Horton
is
here's a,
sequel?
A two? No.
No, he doesn't hear a two. All right.
All of me.
Sergeant Bilko.
Oh, I love that movie.
What the fuck? Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Oh, you motherfucker. Ah, fuck, man. There's gotta be.
Yeah, right?
I mean, you win anyway. I play this game all the time.
Yeah,
so
I think I'm beat.
It's like cheating. But I'm pretty much at the end of my rope as well. But congratulations, Sarah, for David Borey.
Hell yeah.
Daniel, it's Daniel, Where Art Thou? Is who you're playing for, right?
No.
Bailey.
I mix it up every time. Bailey, so close to the stage. This is perfect. Come get your stuff. Congratulations, Bailey. And now's the part where we all feel terrible about what we just did because I asked the audience, what did we miss?
Three of them.
We didn't say The Irishman.
Oh, he said she was in Moonwalker.
Moonwalker wasn't a movie, right? It was on TV. It was on TV, damn it.
I don't know if this is the hill you want to die on.
Seth Rogen was in Donnie Darko.
Observe and Report's a good one. Oh, that was like like the nasty version of Paul Blart.
Yeah, I loved that movie.
Fuck.
Raging Bull.
Raging Bull, of course.
I'm mad I
missed The movie
Pramigos.
You won the Oscar for.
Wait, you're saying Pesci was in Mario Brothers? Is that what you're saying?
No.
Seth Rogen's in the new one?
Oh, yeah. He's what's Wario or whatever?
Oh, Donkey I saw Kong. That. I just watched it. I walked through.
What? Oh, that's called The Interview. Oh, The Dictator, you're right. With Sacha Baron Cohen? Who was in that?
Never mind.
I was so excited one of those guys might have been in there in some small part.
Donnie Darko.
LA Story.
Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. That's a huge one.
This sucks. There's so many.
I know.
We didn't time.
There's always so many. See, they keep going. What? Showgirls? Yes, Mixed Nuts. That's a great one for a lot of. There's a lot of actors in Mixed Nuts.
What's the one?
They would like to forget about that one.
Like the church one. Leap of Faith.
Oh my God. We have to stop. We said Sasha's Party.
Yeah, now we're just saying ones. We're just saying ones we said already. So since you won, David, you get to do your plugs first. Go ahead and promote yourself.
They love the plugs.
You know, watch Royal Crackers on HBO. That's a good one. Cool Guy Jokes 87 on Instagram. All my dealings are there.
Yeah, and every commercial you see on Comedy Central for their shows, just go, hey, I know that guy.
Yeah. South Park, coming up next.
Coming up next, more South Park.
You only had to record that once, right? They just use it over and over again.
Guess you what? Think. It's fucking South Park. Oh, hey.
Okay. So somebody's doing plugs are being yelled at from the audience. He's worried you got too drunk on that one drink and
he forgot his own plug.
Need help with your plugs. But of course, we love All Fantasy Everything and our friends over there, Sean and Ian.
Oh, Sean says hi.
Oh, hi, Sean.
This is the time to do that.
And Rena Kalm, what do you got to promote?
I'm going to be in Lincoln next Sunday. So if you guys know anybody there, tell them to come to Zoo Bar. It's a really fun time. And just follow me on Instagram and Into the Lobby, where you can get my book, Once Upon a Time, that is also on Amazon and all kinds of stuff on my social media stuff.
May I see it?
You may.
I'm just going to open up to a...
The middle's politics, so... Oh, I won't. It came out in 2016.
Thanks for warning me.
It's always like some angry dude opens it up at the merch table. It's like, oh. Right?
I thought this was fart stuff.
Oh, this is fun for it's, you know, June is right around the corner. And, you know, today's Mother's Day. But on this page that I opened up, it said, Happy Rather's Day. I'd rather not call my dad.
Whoa.
Hey.
Got the gift.
I think I also noted that I feel like Mother's Day should be the one with the egg hunt.
Yeah, you got it.
Just the words egg hunt together, you really got to pronounce them clearly.
Yeah, yep.
And Nathan Lund, what do you got to promote?
I have a podcast called Chubby Behemoth. Whoa, hey, all right. Yeah, me and Sam Talent. So please listen to that if you haven't already. It's good. It's funny. We don't talk about Fast and the Furious at all, so that's pretty sick.
Yeah, go to that one if you're sick of all this Fast and Furious talk.
Oh, God, get over it.
Yeah. My plugs that I want to say at this time are, you know, same as the top of the show. I'll be in Baltimore on Tuesday at Magoobies, and Wednesday, Douglas.
Fucking this life of ours. Magoobies.
I know, Comedy Works has been around forever, and it's been like the least silly comedy club name.
Yeah,
they
nailed it.
They really.
It just works.
Yeah, it works.
Yeah.
The joke hut, the fucking giggle condo, the goddamn. See me at the laugh pit. So stupid.
Yeah, it's bad.
Nutbusters.
Yeah, Nutbusters.
Ha ha hole.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a real one.
The Yuck Shack.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to be at any of those.
Magoobies.
It's a great time during the plugs to just say a bunch of made up club names. Okay, so I'm going to be at Dick Farmers.
That sounds like an insurance company.
what was the other one I wanted to say? Oh, yeah, Dynasty Typewriter in L.A. If you're in the L.A. area on June 4th, that's always really fun when we do it over there. Thanks, everybody, for coming today. Give yourselves a round of applause. Thank you again to Comedy Works. I can't say how grateful I am for being able to do this show here. This is one of the first places we took it when we started doing it on the road. And we keep coming back because you keep coming back, even though it's Mother's Day. People should have something else to do. But one more time for my guests, Nathan Lunn, David Bory, Rena Kalm. One sec. As always, we've still got a railroad to build.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room